And he sees each tear that falls, and he answers when I call. He knows my name. Yes, he answers when I call.
Thank you, Lord, that we have a God that will make it right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, family, for being the we in the We Are Family prayer line. Hallelujah. Whether praying with us live or on the podcast, the presence of the Lord is with us. How do I know? Because prayers are being answered. So thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers on health issues, blessing loved ones with successful surgeries, and keeping us safe in the midst of the storms that swirl around us, because you are a mighty God. Let me pray. Father God, thank you for making your love more and more visible to us. Holy Spirit, continue to give us words of love and loving actions that shows our strength and quiet confidence. Help me, Holy Spirit, to settle down in complete dependence on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, only God can place us in a season and teach on the series, bringing out the best in ourselves and in one another. The point is, we live in a me world where many are self-focused and self-centered. But to God be the glory, the Holy Spirit guided parts 1 and 2. In the Bringing Out the Best series, the Holy Spirit showed us that Jesus is our motto. Hallelujah. 4:7, using the CSB translation, until noted, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Give me a drink, Jesus said to her. With a simple question, Jesus healed a spiritually wounded Samaritan woman. She was transformed in John 4:15. Sir, the woman said to him, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and come here to draw water. What kind of water can transform a life? Well, family, I'm glad you asked, because that is our topic, drinking the right kind of water. Family, what is the right kind of water? Well, John 4:10 reads, Jesus answered, if you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would ask him, and he would give you living water. That's a shout, hallelujah, and a dance. Am I right? I know it is for me. Thank you, Lord. The Samaritan woman had to learn about Jesus, but we know Jesus. That's why Jesus had to tell her in John 4:13 and 14, everyone who drinks from the water will get thirsty again. But whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never get thirsty again. In fact, the water I will give him will become a well of water springing up in him for eternal life. Hallelujah. What is the right kind of water that flows within us as believers in Christ? Water that will make you do right, even when wrong looks so good. What is the water that brings out the best in us so that we can bring out the best in others? Well, these are excellent questions, because Jesus says in John 7:37 and 38, on the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as the scripture has said, will have streams of living water flow from deep within him." Hallelujah. These words should sound similar to the words we heard when Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman in John 4:1, right? If not, that's why I encourage you to have a notepad to write down these scriptures to read later. Now write down the answer to the right kind of water. It's John chapter 7, verse 39. He said this about the Spirit. Those who believed in Jesus were going to receive the Spirit. For the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Woo! That's scripture. Just like Isaiah 44:3, "For I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." That's what God told the prophet Isaiah to tell the people. Now we get to live it, hallelujah. And when we live it, we flow in the will of God and encourage others to do the same. The living water is the Holy Spirit, family. Thank you, Jesus. When you know who you are, we can pass that on to others. Check out how Jesus explains it in the Message Bible in John chapter 4, verses 21 through 24. "Believe me, woman, the time is coming when you Samaritans will worship the Father neither here at this mountain nor there in Jerusalem. You worship guessing in the dark. We Jews worship in the clear light of day. God's way of salvation is made available through the Jews. But the time is coming. It has, in fact, come, when what you're called will not matter, and where you go to worship will not matter. It's who you are and the way you live that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's the kind of people the Father is looking for, those who are simply and honestly themselves before him in their worship. God is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship him must do it out of their very being, their spirits, their true selves in adoration." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because, family, I must say, thank you, Lord, for the right kind of water. Glory to God. That's why Sister Bernadette said during our discussion, quote, "Don't miss this, family. We must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. If we have challenges in our spirit that causes us to do wrong, don't give up. Give it over to the Lord." End of quote. And I can say hallelujah, because family, that's encouragement. Although we aren't perfect, we are to be different. I'm not what I used to be. I'm forever striving to become what God has created me to be. Truthfully, my nature is a junkyard dog. You pull my chain and I'll bite. I've never been a curser, so I don't curse, but my attitude is a bark. Well, the Holy Spirit convicts me, and I'm tested, and I've learned to hear that sweet voice. It sounds like me, but I know it's not yet me. Hallelujah. It says, you know, you can do better. So then I've learned to apologize for being rude. And over time, people ask, for what? You weren't being rude. Smiling, I'll say, well, forgive me anyway, because family, I knew my spirit wasn't right, for God calls us to a higher standard, hallelujah. I share this with you because just as the Samaritan woman became clean and free when Jesus told her her own dirty secret, the Holy Spirit tells us of ours. Hallelujah. Sister Harriet shared with me, quote, what I truly appreciate about our relationship with God is we have the full package. Our relationship with God is defined by His terms because He knows our strengths and our weaknesses, our past, present, and future. God is faithful to forgive a genuine heart, guide a willing servant, and He will always keep His promises. We can trust in the one who does not change, cannot lie, whose mercies are renewed daily and is everlasting, and His truth lasts from generation to generation. End of quote. Our sister Mindy, robbed of everything, testified, quote, I trust in God and hallelujah anyhow. End of quote. Family, only the Holy Spirit can help you see the mighty God in all situations. Hallelujah. Brother Clay told me about a tragedy, the death of a toddler caused by another toddler finding and firing a gun. He ended his text, quote, the baby is in God's hands, and I have sent up a prayer for the entire family. I don't know who they are, but it's a sad situation. End of quote. Family, that's what drinking the right kind of water does. It brings out our best. This prayer line is truly a we, as you see by the names and situations I've shared, which could have been many more, because only the Holy Spirit can make us be what we naturally wouldn't be. That's the living water, family. That's what we pray to spread from person to person. When people drink the right kind of water, we experience the kingdom of God among us. That's why we pray for the salvation of all our family, friends, and loved ones. That's why I share as a Samaritan woman in 4:29 telling people, come, let me tell you of a Savior who knows everything I did, yet still loves me, hallelujah. For all that believe, it's a hallelujah. Because Romans 10, 8 through 10. So if I need a drink of right kind of water, whether online or podcast, pray in agreement. Heavenly Father, thank you for the message that you have placed in my heart. The message of faith, I confess with my mouth Jesus and Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, and I will be saved. Through my belief that Jesus is in my heart, I now am made righteous and confess with my mouth, I know I'm saved. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me the Holy Spirit to dwell within me, to encourage me to read my Bible and join a Bible-believing church. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, I am saved. Family, let us pray. Father God, thank you for loving us so much that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. You whispered in our filthy hearts a promise to clean and deliver us so we could tell others of how you brought the best out in us and that you can do it for all people. You filled us with the living water for us to act and be different in a world of darkness. We didn't even know how dark the world was until you started showing us the light of Jesus. That's why we pray for all to know you. We lift up all that is on the prayer request list. It's a long list, Lord, but nothing is impossible for you. So, Lord, we pray for our country as well, our president, our legislative, and our judicial branch, Lord, to do what you have called them to do. We praise you, Lord, for the right drinking water that calls us to be intercessors. Hallelujah. Help us flow in the living water to pray and live your word. Holy Spirit, help us to memorize Psalm 40:16 that reads, "Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation continually say, 'The Lord is great,' to share with others in love and in prayer for our extended family, friends. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, we pray. Amen." Thank you, family, for joining with us in prayer. Be blessed.